إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، once again I welcome all of you in these classes about قضايا الأسرة, about family matters. We're still going to talk about البيت المسلم. We're going to continue bring in some advices as related to the Muslim home. As we mentioned before, the Muslim home should stand out. Shouldn't be like any other homes. Because we have Islam, we have Quran, we have the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. We have the best example, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companions, ridwanullahi alayhim. So our homes can be the best homes. But if we follow what Allah has legislated for us, كلنا يطمح في إقامة بيت مسلم سعيد يجد فيه ساكنوه المأوى الكريم والراحة النفسية والحلم السعيد. As a human being, all of us, we hope to establish a house upon Islam which guarantees happiness, and those who will live and grow in such home, Islamic home, a Muslim home, will find that home, will find in it serenity, tranquility and peace of mind. And so therefore, it's not just a dream. Because people, they dream for these things. They dream for tranquility, peace of mind, serenity, joy, stability. Some people, they continue dreaming their entire life. But as for us Muslims, this is not a dream. This is a reality. We can't have all of this in our homes. We don't just have to dream that you're joyful and happy and serene. No, that's a reality. And it can be, but if we follow the guidelines in Quran and in Sunnah, we don't do it our ways. That's where we go wrong. We have to do it the way that Allah has legislated for us. فيترعرع في كنف هذا البيت وينشأ بين جنباته جيل صالح فريد في ظل أبوة حاجبة وأمومة حانية. If the home, the Muslim home, is established upon the Quran and the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, if it's founded upon obedience to Allah and to His Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, generation will grow in this home. Righteous generations, unique, they be unique in the neighborhood, in the way they talk, the way they behave, they be unique, they be example. Why? Because of the house that they grow up in. Because the father and the mother, they have done the best job. Because the father and the mother, they are obedient to Allah, to His Messenger ﷺ. Because the father and the mother, they are righteous. And because the father and the mother, they are the best example for those children. So the children, they grow up observing righteousness, obedience, tawheed, sunnah, adherence to the book and the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The children, they grow up observing from their parents the good manners and the etiquettes of Al-Islam. That's why when they grow up, they become good parents themselves. Had al-bayt. Now this home that people, they would love, subhanAllah, this is nice. I want it. I want my home to be like that, where everybody is happy and joyful and righteous and stable and kind and gentle, merciful, forgiven. I want that. Naam, that's what we're going to talk about. هذا البيت ما هي سماته وما منهجه وكيف تتحقق سعادته. A house like this, what is its characteristics and descriptions? A house like this has to have a path, methodology that follows. Those who live in it, especially the parents, we want to know what is this methodology, what is the path that the parents especially follow for their home to be a joyful home, serene, stable, and beneficial. And what are the components and the ingredients of success? What are the ingredients of joy and happiness for such a home? These are very important questions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in Surah Ar-Rum, verse 21, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنْ خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنْفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمٍ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. In Surah Ar-Rum, verse 21, and among his signs, in meaning among the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and among his signs is that he created for you wives from among yourselves, that you may find repose in them, tranquility and serenity. And he has put between you affection and mercy. Verily in that are indeed signs for a people who reflect. البيت عباد الله نعمة لا يعرف قيمته وفضله إلا من فقده فعاش في ملجأ موحش أو ظلمات سجن أو تاه في شارع أو فلات. Once again, we should look at the home we live in, regardless how many bedrooms it has and bathrooms, regardless where it is, what part of the city. You should look at it as a ni'mah, as a favor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And no one appreciates this favor of having a house, having a place, more than the one who don't have one. Some people, they take it for granted. They have a house and they complain. Instead to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for what they have, other people, they don't have a place. Such as homeless people, such as those who are in prison. They sharing, I don't know, 6 feet by 10 with somebody else. And the bathroom is right there too. It's a ni'mah from Allah. You have your own place, your own room. The children have their own bedroom. Maybe sometimes you have the first floor and the second floor. You have a garage. You have a living room and a family room. You have a porch, you have a deck, you have a nice view. SubhanAllah. Ni'mah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But who will appreciate it more? The one who don't have one. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in Surah An-Nahl, verse number 80, وَاللَّهُ جَعَلَ لَكُم مِّن بُيُوتِكُمْ سَكَنًا. In the ayah 80 in Surah An-Nahl, والله جعل لكم من بيوتكم سكنا. And Allah has made for you in your homes an abode. For you. You retrieve. You retrieve from many things you do in a day. The one who go to work, he retrieves to the house in the end of the day. Those who go to school, when the school finished, they go back home. Those who travel, when they come back, they rush home to get some rest. And also to get privacy as well. You can't live in the street. Now the house give you privacy, security also for your belongings and your and whatever you work hard for. قال ابن كثير رحمه الله يذكر الله تبارك وتعالى تمام نعمته على عباده بما جعل لهم من هذه البيوت التي هي سكن لهم يأمون إليها ويستترون فيها وينتفعون بها سائر وجوه الانتفاع. Ibn Kathir رحمه الله تعالى in his tafsir, he says, pertaining to this ayah 80 in Surah Al-Nahl, in this ayah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned his favors upon his servants. He has completed his favor upon his servants by making them homes. By making for them homes that they find repose in them. They find privacy in these homes. And many, many other benefits. As we mentioned previously, in previous talks, Shaykh Salih Al-Fawzan Hafiz Ali says, and especially in our times, when these homes are equipped with so many things, the heat. Many people don't have the heat. As we speak still in this time, the time of technology and this and electronics, still in many places on the world, people don't have heat. When the winter comes and it's extremely cold, they just do without heat because they don't know what it is. In the winter, we have heat. In the summer, we have cool air. We have running water. Some people don't have running water, period. Not alone to say if it's hot or cold. Not only we have running water in our homes, but we have cold and we have hot water. We have electricity. And we know all it comes with it, the fridge, the freezer, the toaster, and what else? Stove. The stove, lights, the Vitamix, and all of this. SubhanAllah, it's amazing. Furnitures, different types of furnitures. These are ni'am, favors from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for. Other people don't know what it is. Al-Bayt al-Muslim, Ikhwat al-Islam, amana yahmiluha al-Zawjan. In Islam, the Muslim home is an amana, is a trust, it's a responsibility. They lay on the shoulders of the spouses, the husband and the wife. It's a great responsibility. It's not just get married and get together and make two keys. Here's your copy, here's mine. Pink for her and blue for him. No, man. Anybody can do that. Go to Home Depot and get that done. But when you make that key, or you get it in your hand, when you look at that key, that comes with a great responsibility. What are you going to do in this house? What are you going to be talking about? What is your moves? What are your decisions? What are you bringing in? What should get in? And what should never get in your house? I know. It's great responsibility. وَالزَّوْجَانْ هُمَا أَسَاسُ بُنْيَانِهِ وَدِعَامَةِ أَرْكَانِهِ. The husband and the wife, they are the pillars of this house, the Muslim home. They are the pillars. So if those pillars are weak, made out of foam, what do you think? That's why the house crumbled. Constantly problems and chaos and disorder. No, they are the main pillars. The husband and the wife. They have to be solid. They have to be strong. وَبِهِمَا يُحَدِّدُ الْبَيْتُ مَسَارَ Whatever direction the home going to be taken, for good or for bad, is according to the husband and the wife. They're the one that's steering, Yahwan. They're the one that behind the wheels. The man driving and the woman assisting. Yeah, make a right. Take this next one. She's reading directions sometimes for him. Assisting him, making sure that he's doing okay. So whatever move the spouses they make, that reflect on what direction that Muslim home is taking. إذن هذان الزوجان إذا استقاما على منهج الله قولا وعملا وتزينا بتقوى الله ظاهرا وباطنا وتجملا بحسن الخلق والسيرة الطيبة غدا البيت مأوى النور وإشعاع الفضيلة وسطع في دنيا الناس ليصبح منطلق بناء جيل صالح وصناعة مجتمع كريم وأمة عظيمة وحضارة راقية. Now here is now. If the husband and the wife are upright, remember the husband and the wife, they are the main pillars in the Muslim home. And they need to understand this. Both of them, they need to understand, look, I'm important here. And I have a great responsibility. I got a lot of things to do. Not just sleep here and eat and use the bathroom. No, it's a great responsibility. Gotta protect this home. Gotta be a Muslim home. Can't switch it. Gotta do and what give it the characteristics of a Muslim home if Islam is practiced correctly in this home. Not Islam is practiced whatever they wanted to practice Islam. They're not mixing. Their life got no order. On Friday, they Muslims and they holy and all, they righteous. And Saturday and Sunday, they partying and stuff. Yadu billah, chanting and dancing. Can't do this. Got to be strong upon the deen of Allah. The husband and the wife, if they are upright. Look, these are certain conditions. If the husband and the wife fulfill certain conditions, it gives us a result, a beautiful result. A beautiful outcome. So if the husband and the wife, they are upright upon the deen of Allah, upon what Allah has legislated, in all their statements, in everything they do, they don't just go ahead and talk. No, before they talk, they're like, listen, man, is this is what Allah wants me to say? Is this is pleasing to Allah? Is this something that commanded by Allah, by His Messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam? If they are upright upon the deen of Allah in all what they say and all what they do, and if the husband and the wife, they beautify themselves inwardly and outwardly with what? With taqwa. That's the real beauty, man. وَلِبَاسُ التَّقْوَى ذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ That's the best adornment. As for people, they're going to put on themselves mini clothing and they're going to try to look good. What about the inside? Is the inside as good as the outside? They beautify themselves with taqwa and with good manners. If they do this, the house become a place of light. Naam, become lightened. A light of iman. The light of the book and the sunnah, the light of the good manners and the etiquettes of Islam. The house will shine. Even if there is no electricity in it, it'll shine. And it become a place where righteous generations, boys and girls, teenagers, will come out from it. There will be a benefit from themselves, benefit for their parents, their family, and their community, and their ummah. And they will all together build the ummah. أيها الزوجان بيتكما قلعة من قلاع هذا الدين وكل منكما يقف على ثغرة حتى لا يبرز إليها الأعداء وكلاكما حارس لهذه القلعة. Once again, the husband and the wife, they should look at the home as a fortress, from the fortress of this deen. Not just walls and bricks and rooms and la. Should look at your home as a fortress. And both of you are doing what you can within your ability by adhering to the deen of Allah to preserve this fortress, so that the enemies don't get into it. You are soldiers in another terms. You gotta play the role of soldiers as well to protect your home and whoever live in the home from the enemies, from the shaitan, from the temptation of this dunya, for the shayateen of the human being as well. Anything that will tamper with your uprightness, with your righteousness, you're standing there, right there. It has to rebound. It shouldn't come into the house. Anything that is not pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, don't let it in and then try to get it out. No, you gotta stop it. You shouldn't even make it in the house. That's the mistake. People, they just be, they don't want, this needs some work. Lazy people can't do this. They just want to sit back and want to like have it their way, and the enemy get in and move in with them, share with them their drinks, share with them the bathroom and the kitchen. And later on, when the consequences are very bad, now they want to do something about it. Now look at the beauty of Islam. Now you got to stop the enemy before he get into you. Because if he get in, it may be difficult to get it out. SubhanAllah, in our homes, when you move to a house, you buy a house, man, if you have a window that is busted, what do? You leave it like that? No, you fix it. If there is a hole in a wall, what do? Huh? You patch it. You repair it. Why? If you neglect it, what may happen? Something may crawl in. Right or wrong? Such as? Nice rabbit, right? Huh? Nice rabbit or a robin. Huh? No, man. Rodents. Roaches. Scorpions sometimes. Snakes. Mice. And you don't want these things. Lizards. You don't want these things in your house. Likewise. The husband and the wife, you have a home. If there is any loops or any breaking or any whatever that made the shaitan get into the house from it, you gotta patch it. Patch it with tawbah, with ilm, with knowledge. Now we can't have this in the house. Even though your nafs wants it. No, man. DVD, it's no-no. TV is no-no. Those people, yes, they want to come and hang in the house, but we can't have them anymore. They don't remind us of Allah. We can't work with them. We give them advice, but we can't spend much time. We can't bring them in the house. They're not a good example for ourselves, nor for our children. So both of you, the husband and the wife, you gotta play this role. Be vigilant. Be serious. Be concerned. You gotta keep your eyes open. Because the house will take the direction that you guys are taking. The house ain't gonna all of a sudden be going towards the other side. وصاحب القوام في هذا البيت هو الزوج وطاعته واجبة. But now, the main person in this house is the husband. He's in charge of the household. Obeying him is obligatory in that which is pleasing to Allah and in obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the woman, she should not try to take that role of the man. She wanna be the man, she wanna be the boss. No, Allah has given you a beautiful position. And be happy with what Allah has given you. And don't interfere with what Allah has given your husband. Help him instead to try to take that away from him. But why? Why would you try that? Allah, if Allah wants it for you, Allah will give it to you. Why you want to be in charge? And Allah has freed you from that responsibility. Help your husband. He's in charge of the household, but help him. Be there for him. Give him advice. Wise suggestions. The Prophet ﷺ tells us, كُلُّكُمْ رَاعٍ وَكُلُّكُمْ مَسْؤُولٌ عَنْ رَعِيَّتِهِ. All of you are a shepherd, and all of you are responsible as you relate to your flock. Meaning those people that live under your care. وَالْمَرْأَةُ فِي بَيْتِ زَوْجِهَا رَاعِيَّ وَهِيَ مَسْؤُولٌ عَنْ رَعِيَّتِهَا. The Prophet ﷺ, he says, and the wife, she's a shepherd in the house of her husband. The house of her husband. And she is responsible as related to that. This hadith collected by Imam al-Bukhari and Imam Muslim on the authority of Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma. إن البيت النبوي عباد الله ومن فيه من أمهات المؤمنين هو أسوة البيوت كلها على ظهر الأرض. Now what make it easy for us now? Because somebody may say, SubhanAllah, it's a lot of things. Yes, it is a heavy responsibility, but we have all what we need to succeed. And keep in mind, success is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to follow the means. We should not fail for the lack of not trying. People are failing because they're not even trying. It's like someone who goes to school and don't do no homework, don't no attendance. And how are you going to pass the test? Try. Make an effort. And even if you don't get it right today, you give it right tomorrow, inshallah. Likewise, we have all we need to succeed, to be successful, and to fulfill our obligations and this great responsibility upon us, because we have the best example. Because we as a human being, oh, if we find the example to follow, Allahu Akbar. If we have any directions, mashallah, that's easy. We got directions. You know how to get there? Yes. You been there before? No. How you know? I got directions, man. Accurate directions. Oh yeah, all right. Bismillah. Likewise, we have directions. Naam, we have directions, the best directions. Because they came from the best of all mankind. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he has home. He has couples actually. Not just one. It's not like the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was by himself alone, nothing. No, he was married and he has children, he has wives. So he established homes, not just one. And he is the example for us in everything. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. You have indeed in the Messenger of Allah the best example. In everything. The Imam of the Masjid, he can be the best Imam. If he do it the best way and follow the best Imam, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yes, you can be the best father. Do it. Follow the example of the best father ever, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You can be the best husband. But how are you going to do it? Spend a lot of money on chocolate? And all roses? That's good sometimes. You bring gift to your wife. The Prophet ﷺ said, "Tahadu tahabu," exchange gifts, you will love one another. But don't you think that's it? As long as you've been bringing this thing that's it, you got her. No. You got to see what the Prophet ﷺ did. And if he wants our home to be the best home, yeah, we can. If we follow the example of the Prophet ﷺ. But we have to be sincere. We have to do it the right way. The house of the Prophet ﷺ and whoever lived in them, from the mothers of the believers, the wives of our beloved Prophet ﷺ, وَرَضِيَ anhun, is the best example of any home on earth, period. There is nothing better than these homes. Nothing. There is no home and no household that is better than the homes and the household of the Prophet ﷺ. فهو بيت نبوي ترفع عن الرفاهية والترف وداوم الذكر والتلاوة. Why? Because this is a home that rises above the things that people run after in this life. دَوَمَ عَلَى الذِّكْرِ وَالتِّلَاوَةِ. This is a house that constantly in remembrance of Allah. A household that constantly remembering Allah and reciting the Qur'an. رَسَمَ لِحَيَاتِهِ مَعَالِمَ وَاضِحَ وَدَرَبَ لِنَفْسِهِ أَرْوَعَ الْأَمْثِلَ فِي حَيَاتِ الزُّهْدِ وَالْقَنَاعَةِ وَالْرِضَى. This is a house that we still learn. True, that which they set for themselves, the Prophet ﷺ and his wives, radiallahu anhum, ajma'in, they set the best example for us in zuhud, abstinence, subhanAllah, and qana'a and rida, being pleased with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala given them. Their focus is on the hereafter. On pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not pleasing the nafs. Once the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given his wives a choice without putting any strain on them or anything, to choose to make a choice. But this after the Prophet ﷺ has already prepared them for that. Taught them the aqidah, the tawheed, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his Messenger ﷺ. Taught them about the hereafter and about this life. And they knew the great difference between. The Prophet ﷺ gave them a choice. And we have an ayah actually that was revealed as related to this. In these ayats, they will be given a choice to choose between this life and its luxury and its beauty, or to choose Allah and His Messenger and the last and the hereafter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in Surah Al-Ahzab, in the ayat 28 and 29, يا أيها النبي قل لأزواجك إن كنتن تردن الحياة الدنيا وزينتها فتعالين أمتعكن وأسرحكن سراحا جميلا وإن كنتن تردن الله ورسوله والدار الآخرة فإن الله أعد للمحسنات منكن أجرا أجرا عظيما. O Prophet, meaning the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, say to your wives, if you desire the life of this world and its glitter, then come, I will make a provision for you and set you free in a handsome manner, meaning divorce you. But if you desire Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam and the home of the hereafter, then verily Allah has prepared for al-muhsinat, the good doers amongst you, an enormous reward. قالت عائشة رضي الله عنها كما في البخاري ومسلم. عائشة رضي الله عنها, as it is reported in صحيح البخاري صحيح مسلم, she said وكل زوجاته رضي الله عنهن كلهن قلنا نختار الله ورسوله والدار الآخرة. Aisha radiallahu anha and all of the wives of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all of them, they say, we choose Allah, His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the hereafter. And they are our example. My dear sisters in Islam and our daughters in Islam, this is the attitude you should have. This is the direction you should be heading. And you should do it for Allah. He wants the hereafter. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala command the awliya to choose the husbands who are qualified. And what is the qualification that the Prophet has mentioned? إِذَا أَتَاكُمْ مَنْ تَرْضَوْنَ دِينَهُ وَخُلُقَهُ فَزَوِّجُوهُ. If you are pleased with the man's religion and manners, marry him. Give him the girl in marriage. Because this man is focused on the hereafter. His eyes on a prize, paradise. Yes, he has a job, he wants to make some money, alhamdulillah, ain't nothing wrong with that. And he wants to have a nice place, mashallah, drive a nice car, eat good. He wants to have some extra money to help, alhamdulillah, the da'wah here and there, help others, make hajj, alhamdulillah, and this. But it's not his purpose of life. His mind is not set on this. His mind is set on the hereafter. He wants to get a better home than his in this life. He wants to get a better life, the life in the hereafter, in the gardens of paradise. So you, sister, if you made the choice, the right choice, along with your father or your grandfather or anyone who's in charge of your affairs at the moment when you get married, alhamdulillah, keep that in mind. Keep that in mind. That the marriage is supposed to help you to stay on a path that leads to the pleasure of Allah. It shouldn't turn all of a sudden a burden for you and turn you away from the reason behind your creation. And you're constantly worried, fight, arguing. And when are you going to find time now to do that which you were created for? Your mind should be set on the hereafter. Don't let the things of this dunya bother you. It's only the dunya. Whether you live in a mansion or you live in a little apartment, look at the vastness of the heavens, of paradise. جنات عرضها السماوات والأرض أعدت للمتقين. Not for anybody. Not for everybody. If your home is small, make it spacious with the remembrance of Allah. Make it spacious with the remembrance of Allah, with the recitation of the Quran. Don't crowd it with furniture and a lot of things here, there. Man, you can't even move. Make it spacious. Because you pray in it. You remember Allah in it. You read the Quran in it. And you held classes in it. for you, for your children and the like. إن البيت المسلم عباد الله الذي أقامه الرعيل الأول من الصحابة رضوان الله عليهم جعل منهجه الإسلام قولا وعملا صبغ حياته بنور الإيمان ونهل من أخلاق القرآن فتخرج من أكنافه نماذج إسلامية فريدة كتبت أروع صفحات التاريخ وأشدها سطوعا. And we have the best example also, a good example in the houses and the households of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. These first generations that have embraced Islam, that Allah is pleased with them and they pleased with Him. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in Quran, وَالسَّابِقُونَ الْأَوَّلُونَ مِنَ الْمُهَاجِرِينَ وَالْأَنْصَارِ وَالَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُمْ بِإِحْسَانٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ وَرَضُوا عَنْهُ. And those foremost to embrace Islam from amongst the Muhajirin and the Ansar, and those who follow them with perfection, Allah is pleased with them, and they pleased with Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are the ones that we emulate, their example. We're Salafi for what? For the t-shirts we put on? We Salafis because we follow the way of the Salaf, man. That's the reality. You can't be a Salafi just by affiliation, because you affiliate yourself to a Salafi masjid. But what do you do at home? What we do in our homes, in why we're driving, are we Salafis? Alhamdulillah, to adhere to the way of the Salaf. But we have to be serious. We have to apply it. Some people cheat. They say they follow the way of the Salaf. Who amongst the Salaf used to cheat? People have no manners, bad etiquette. Salafi. Who amongst the Salaf has bad etiquette and bad behavior? People abuse people, honor, wealth, property. They borrow something and don't want to give it back. And those who give it back, they give it back all broken into pieces. Where is this? The amana, fulfilling the trust, respecting people's properties and privacies. Salafiyya is not just a claim. It's knowledge and actions and doing it for Allah, not just for any other reasons. So they are our Salaf. Naam, we follow their example in aqidah, in ibadat, and also in their homes that they have established and their household they have established. Once again, the companions, when they establish their homes, they have a manhaj that they follow, is Islam. Everything they say or they do it in accordance to what Allah has legislated. And they do it to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The husband, he wants to address his wife, he spoke to her in a way that is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah tells us in the Quran, وَعَاشِرُوهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ, and live with them with kindness, with honorable way. But a man treat his wife in a bad, in a worst way, going against the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the command of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, خَيْرُكُمْ خَيْرُكُمْ لِأَهْلِ, the best of you are those who are best to their wives. But certain people, because shaitan play games and tricks on them, they think, no, they do it their way, and they think he's the main man. No, you only be the real man and follow the sunnah. Follow the Quran and the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If any one of us have some issues, let's at least recognize those issues. Say to yourself, man, I got problems. SubhanAllah is saying this, and the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying this. But I'm still treating this woman in a different way. I got a problem. Say that to yourself. Don't wait for somebody to tell you that. And once he say, listen, man, I got a problem, then say, man, I got to do something about it. We gave an example. If your car is leaking oil or whatever, then that's a problem. And what you do with it? You fix it. You don't ignore it. Likewise, if any one of us is doing something that is not in accordance to what Allah and His Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has legislated for us, then that's a problem. And it's okay, we're human beings. We don't know everything. We're not perfect. We know certain things and we don't know a whole lot of other things. But at least let us recognize our problems and our issues, our shortcomings. And let us be sincere to address them, to correct them, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, the household of the Prophet, the companions, Ridwanullah alayhim, their homes, they make their minhaj and their methodology and the path that they follow is Islam in their statements and their actions. Anything that will strengthen them in iman, raise them in iman, they do it. That's why they adorn themselves with the manners of Al-Quran. Any characteristics in the Quran, they learn it, they adhere to it. This is how it is. Certain people, they do not do these things, and he's like, oh yeah, because this, she's not, she's from another state, that's why we couldn't get along. Some people, they say, oh yeah, because she's white and I'm black. Yeah, she's black, I'm white. Oh, she's Arab, I'm not. He's Arab and she's not. Yeah, subhanAllah, these things really, sometimes, yes, sometimes these things, the person has to take them in consideration. The customs, for example. Now, you take this in consideration, but this is not the reason why certain people fail. No, this is not what they feel. Especially we have the ingredients of success. Now, you take in consideration sometimes when a brother, for example, grow up in an environment and marry a sister from another country, yeah, he will expect that lesson. She's not going to cook his favorite dishes because she don't know them yet. But if he's willing to be patient and introduce her to his mother, give her some free cooking lessons, before he know it, couple months, mashallah, he'd be surprised. Ma'am, she will learn. Especially if he marry a righteous woman. Because a righteous woman, she knows that one of her priorities is to please her husband. And she will do whatever she can to learn to cook his favorite things. Na'am. And him, he has to appreciate the efforts, even if she messes it up. Some brothers like, yeah, man, I like my mother's cooking better. This is not encouragement, man. You got to give her some encouragement. Instead to tell her, look, yeah, well, you know what? You just wasted all that money. Now, you know, you're never going to do it like my mother. Instead to say that, take her to your mother. Talk to your mother, tell her, mother, listen, I like your pies. I'm not asking for the recipe, maybe it's like secret. Would you just teach my wife something? You know, I don't want to bother you, mother. You be cooking for me. I'm married now. And you're my mother. I don't want to bother you. I know this thing is not easy. You got to spend a lot of time in the kitchen, standing on your feet. I want you to do something better with that, mother. I want you to read some Quran if she's a Muslim. I want you, alhamdulillah, to spend some good time listening to a tape, to a class, to this. I want to get some rest. But would you invest a little bit of your time, teach her how to make those pies? Or to make this or that or this or that? But in general, this is not reasons. The main reasons for so many problems and discord and chaos is disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as the ulama they mentioned from the Shaykh bin Baz rahimahullah and others. That's the main reason why marriages collapse. Not because of colors or different countries, because disobedience to Allah. Because you can overlook any deficiency except the deficiency in the religion. That you cannot overlook this one. And especially in our days, man, you know, subhanAllah. Allah has made it easy for us in many ways. So that's why, look, once again, we're mentioning this. Our example is this household. These pure homes of the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa radiyallahu anhum. Since they adorn themselves with the manners of Al-Quran, and they set for themselves as a path and methodology Islam in their statements and actions, subhanAllah, we continue to read beautiful pages from their lives and from their history. خرج البيت المسلم آنذاك للحياة الأبطال الشجعان والعلماء الأفذاذ والعباد الزهاد والقادة المخلصين والأولاد البررة والنساء العابدات. That's why we continue to hear and we study in the seerah of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and the seerah of his companions رضوان الله عليهم, that these homes, who come from these homes, ya akhwan? SubhanAllah, brave warriors, great scholars in the deen of Allah, great worshippers, Abdullah ibn Umar, Abdullah ibn Amr, Abdullah ibn Abbas, Abdullah ibn Zubair, Anas ibn Malik, this, SubhanAllah, Al-Hasan, Al-Husayn, Aisha radiallahu anha, Hafsa. And you'll be amazed. Sometimes you'll be like, subhanAllah, these people, where they find time to rest or sleep? The ibadah that they do. Some of us, we find it difficult to digest it. We find it difficult. Is this reality for real? These people used to do all that? Because some of us, we still think like, man, if I don't sleep 8 hours, man, my day gonna be all messed up. Ayna, we have this mentality of the West. You gotta get your 8 hours. Do we get 8 hours reading the Quran every day? Yeah, subhanAllah. That's why people, they concern with the rest of their bodies, but the soul is have no rest. Because the soul get rest with the remembrance of Allah. And if your mind and your heart and rest your body, whatever, you sleep an hour or two, you're straight. You're straight. Because your mind and your soul are in rest with the remembrance of Allah and with obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These homes of the companions, radwallahu alayhim, they bring about truthful and sincere leaders. Now, rulers, righteous children, pure and righteous women. Now, هكذا هي البيوت المسلمة لما بنيت على أساس الإيمان والهداية واستنارت بنور القرآن. This is the fruits of the Muslim home if it is established upon Iman and guidance. And if you make the Qur'an the light of their hearts, that's the light. Now, those amongst us who are married, and also those who are not married yet, and those amongst us who have already have children, I'm sure you're hoping, mashallah, I want my child to grow up righteous, to be hafiz, I want him to get in any trouble, I want him to grow up respecting me and his mother, respecting his family members, respecting the elders. I want him to be a good person, good servant of Allah. And some of us, they say, I want him to be from the ulama. But what are we doing to assist them? Children, how? They're just going to like, we leave them to internet and Facebook and Twitter and we leave them to this modern technology and we leave them in the streets and we give them no guidance. And all of the sudden they're going to be scholars and hafiz. Every container gives what it contains, man. Whatever we put in them, that's what we're going to give us back when they grow up. If we install tawheed in them when they are very little, and they live in a household of tawheed, Quran, Sunnah, obedience to Allah, that's what we put in, into their minds and their souls and into their hearts. And that's what they're going to give us when they grow up. Every container gives what it contains. If you have milk in a container, you're never going to pour any honey out of it. Never. We have the wrong container. As simple as this. So now if we parents, we're not straight, we're not upright, if we go by whatever we want to do, we have our ways in our homes, still attached to this dunya, still disobey Allah, and all of the sudden for years of disobedience, years of ups and downs, we want to be obedient whenever we want to be obedient. And our children, they're doing that. They're going up and down with us. We didn't see them in the elevator. And we didn't see that. Our children too, they see us. Oh, he's nice. Now he's, I don't know what he's doing. He's fighting. He's cheating. He's corruption. Now on Jumu'ah, alhamdulillah, nice though. Allahu Akbar, inshallah, alhamdulillah. On Sunday, I don't know what he's doing. Cursing out everybody in the neighborhood. Now those children, they're not stable. They're like, oh, no, that's my father. Yeah, he's my father. But why is he acting out like this? Oh, Sunday. See? Different personalities. Can't be like that. That's not going to help our children. And most definitely ain't helping us neither. إِنَّ الْبَيْتَ الْمُسْلِمِ عِبَادَ اللَّهِ النَّقِي التَّقِي حَسَانَ لِلْفِطْرَةِ مِنَ الْإِنْحِرَافِ. Now the Muslim home that is pure and purified with taqwa of Allah, that's how it's purified. Because adhere to the book of Allah, to the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, act upon the command and stay away from the prohibitions. That home actually is protection for the children from deviation from the fitrah. Naam. Because the Prophet ﷺ says, "Ma min mawludin illa yuladu ala al-fitra." Every single born child is born upon the fitra, knowing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَأَبَوَاهُ يُهَوِّدَانِهِ أَوْ يُنَصِّرَانِهِ أَوْ يُمَجِّسَانِهِ. But his parents, that he spent a lot of time with, day, night, morning, afternoon, evenings, Sundays, Mondays, Fridays, Thursdays, Wednesdays, summer, winter, spring, fall, times of ease, times of difficulty, Eid day, good days, bad days, whatever, any days. He's with those parents. So those parents make of that child a Jew or a Christian or a fire worshipper. You know. Because of the importance, the role, and the impact that the parents have on the children. So when the parents are upright upon the deen of Allah, they are obedient to Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they are righteous, they protecting that child from corruption. That child that is born upon Tawheed, upon Islamic monotheism, that's protection for them. But if the parents, they have their own way of life, they worry about everything except to saving themselves and their families from the hellfire. Now those children, they grow up on that path. إِلَّا مَنْ رَحِمَ اللَّهُ. Of course, except from those Allah has mercy on them. يَقُولُ ابْنُ الْقَيِّمْ رَحِمَهُ اللَّهُ وَأَكْثَرُ الْأَوْلَادِ إِنَّمَا جَاءَ فَسَادُهُمْ من قبل الآباء وإهمالهم لهم وترك تعليمهم فرائد الدين وسننه فأضاعوهم صغارا فلم ينتفعوا بأنفسهم ولم ينفعوا آباءهم كبارا. ابن القيم رحمه الله تعالى says in تحفة المودود page 229, most of children who are corrupt, most of the children and the youth who are corrupt, their corruptions because of their parents. The reason is their parents. Why? Because their parents has neglected their education and cultivation when they were young. They didn't teach them the deen of Allah. They didn't teach them that which make them upright and righteous. So they neglected their children when they were young. So they grow up now, they can't benefit themselves and cannot benefit their parents. No. ما أجمل أن يجمع سيد البيت أولاده فيقرأ عليهم من القرآن ويسرد عليهم من قصص الأنبياء ويغرس في سلوكهم الآداب العالية. How beautiful is indeed when the father, me and you, يا عباد الله, you take your family once a while, once a day, once every 2 days, or twice a day, even if you can, or more than that, or less. How beautiful when the husband get his family members, including the children, and recite to them ayats from the Quran, and break it down to them in a way that they understand. How beautiful is indeed when the parents, father and mother, they gather together and they bring around them their children in the beautiful, with the beautiful smile in their faces. And they read the stories of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam or the stories of other prophets. How beautiful is indeed when the parents, both husband and wife, father and mother, after themselves, adorning themselves with the good manners of Al-Islam, they sit down and they take one characteristic, one good manner, truthfulness. And they speak to their children about being truthful with Allah first. Being truthful, speaking the truth. Telling them the virtue of saying that. And warning against the opposite, lying and the like. And highlighting for them the evil of lying. And then you go and teach them the good manners of Al-Islam that are found in the Quran and in the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. من أولى أولويات البيت المسلم وأسمى رسالة يقدمها للمجتمع تربية الأولاد وتكوين جيل صالح قوي. One of the great responsibilities that is laid upon the Muslim home, the great gift that a home gives to the community, is upright and righteous children. Because the community is nothing but numbers of individuals. And those individuals, they grow up in families, in homes. And once again, we're not talking about any families. We're talking about a Muslim family. We're not talking about any household. We're talking about a Muslim household. We're not talking about any home. We're talking about a Muslim home. And we have all the tools to be successful because we have the best example. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companions. Ja'alillahu wa iyyakum mimman yastami'una al-qawla fa yattabi'una ahsana. May Allah make me and you from those who, when they listen to the speech, they follow the best of it. Lana بقية. We continue next Saturday إن شاء الله تعالى. هذا وصلى الله وسلم على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا.